Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle, and there's a pony here.
Excellent.
Ed, you're on microphone 3, and you are?
I'm Kurt. Still hanging around.
Yeah.
Duncan's
Donuts. How was that?
It was good. I had a nice time. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen Duncan, so.
Sweet. Tell us a bit about yourself, because you probably already have, but now that different people are listening, you're going to have to do it all over again.
Okay. Well, I'm here from Ontario, formerly working with CFRU in Guelph. Now I'm a homeless radiophile looking for a place to put a show, which is why I'm coming around here, hanging out. You know, I miss being on the airwaves.
Trying to infiltrate. Our radio waves.
Yep. Thanks. Exactly. Got to get my voice out there somehow.
Yeah. And Kurt is here because CITR is hosting the NCRC this year.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. I hear that it's going pretty well and that the workshops are awesome. I unfortunately have been way too busy to be volunteering and stuff, and I feel so bad about it because, like, I really want to be involved with CITR. I just, when you work full time, there's not a lot of time for other things.
Absolutely, and so, it's a big commitment. So, yeah, I organized the conference in Guelph in 2004, and it'll take over your brain and every other part of you for a good week, even after. So, yeah,
we lost a few people along the way. A couple
no
people
doubts.
Went crazy. Don't know where they went. I seriously don't know where they went.
They're just bailed.
Yeah, kind of, and just like disappeared off of the face of the earth. We're mm-hmm. like, oh.
Yeah, but it's been a really solid conference. I mean, everything's run super smooth. There's been great parties every night. Lots
nice.
Of great music.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah, great workshops.
I will be talking about some of the shows that we are hosting for the next couple days, but I'll mention that later on. I'll be playing some of the bands that are playing some of these shows, like mm-hmm. The Evaporators.
Oh, yes.
The Evaporators I have. I know Duncan already played them, but...
But he didn't play anything from Ripple Rock.
No, which I will be playing right now. How do you feel about Cheese?
I love the Addicted to Cheese.
I used to be addicted to cheese until I became lactose intolerant.
Ah.
Now it sucks.
I am...
Now
I was addicted to cheese until I decided I couldn't afford to buy most cheeses. Now I'm just addicted to paneer, which I can, you know, I explore, or I get once in a while. That's my big treat.
It's okay. I can have pizza, and that'll be okay for a while, but the whole, like, dairy thing doesn't go too well. But, you know, Nardwar, if you like your cheese, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think he's got a point, though. I mean, it doesn't release some kind of endorphin in your body that actually, you know, creates cravings for it. And I've met people who live almost entirely off bread and cheese.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah.
That's kind of gross. But
it didn't look healthy.
They didn't look healthy?
Perhaps not. But.
That's awesome. Nardwar will be playing tomorrow?
Yes, Friday night.
Tomorrow with the choir practice and Chris Riffick, and that's kind of like all of those bands have members of CITR in it, so it'll be a nice little CITR show, and that's happening at the Ukrainian Hall, which is like off Pender somewhere.
Down in Strathcona or something,
understand? Yeah, in like a sketchy part of town. But it's a good little venue. It's really small, and that means the people will be packed tight mm-hmm. together, which means Nardwar can take off his shirt and do his sweaty crowd surfing.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Have you seen his hairy...
I have seen
body.
The hairy chests and stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Maybe you might even get to touch it tomorrow.
You know what? That would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe you can, like, collect his sweat in a little bottle and... keep it in.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I will bring some form of container with which to put it in.
Okay, that's something to look forward to.
I'll be the creepy guy up at the front row, like, catching the sweat.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so the Evaporator is playing tomorrow. This is Addicted to Cheese on CITR.
out of nothing. Don't ask us to play along. Your choice of no choices. Put down our popcorn and stand in our chairs. Please remove from this movie. My eyes can't take the glare. I resent the attempt to bury me. I'll make a vibe as things you read. I see them kill your past needs. We'll load an action scene. I like some kind of suicide. We make things move against the odds. We will live. We will be here. And all the it all went down. You'll make a big mistake if you make one fuck around.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. That was, who did I just play? I played the Rebel Soil. No! off of their album Days of Rage, that song was called I Was There. Before that, I played Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World. That song was called Man Queller Man. And Fucked Up are playing a show soon. They're playing with the Transmitters,
right?
At the Ukrainian Hall. I wrote it down somewhere. I have a book of concert dates. Oh, it's right here.
Wonderfully organized.
I know. Very professional. When are they playing? They're playing soon. I'll tell you all about it later when I actually when I find the date. I'll do concert listings in about like 15 to 20 minutes or so. Before Fucked Up, I played The Evaporators off of their album Ripple Rock. That song was called Addicted to Cheese. If you want to find out what I played on my show today, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and that will be updated later today.
More fancy technology here.
Yeah, I get. Well, that was something that I did myself. That I do myself, I guess, would be the right usage. I don't really know what I'm playing up next. That's kind of why I'm on the air.
Uh-huh.
This is stalling because I don't know. How about the Blood Brothers? Because the Blood Brothers are coming to Vancouver to play a show. They're playing with Winning and a couple other bands, and that will be at the Plaza Club in August sometime. I'll give you the details for that later. The Blood Brothers, their latest album is called Young Machetes. Have you heard this album?
I have yet to actually listen to the new one. I'm a big fan of their old stuff, though.
Yeah, nothing has really topped Burn Piano Island, but but it's okay. Give it a chance. How about a song called You're the Dream Unicorn? I do like that, but this one, yes. I wish I was a unicorn every day.
A dream unicorn, even. That sounds even better.
I know.
What couldn't you do?
Nothing.
Nothing. The world is your oyster, or I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever it is that unicorns like.
Oysters.
Yeah. I don't think they eat oysters.
Virgins. They like virgins. Mm. That's what they like. Tasty virgins. I'm kind of a light. Kurt has a band to play. What are you guys called?
Oh, yes. Spy Machine 16.
And we're trying to figure out what track to play.
Now we have to debate it. I was saying we shouldn't play the first song because it's long. That was really the only reason. But it's a good song.
Well, if you want to play it, we can. Long songs give me more time to figure things out.
Ah, okay. It's nice. It gives a good sort of vision of what the band does as a whole because it's got like some breaks, you know, some big epic parts.
Sure. And this album isn't out yet?
No, this is the upcoming release that we just... I think it'll be out by the end of this month or the very early part of next month. You know what? It's actually so new, I forget the title. I honestly do. We debated it for like 4 months about what we're going to call the record, and then somebody just made an arbitrary decision. And I walk over to get copies of this to bring with me, and I find out, there's a title. And I'm like, we haven't chosen a title yet. And then, it was just... Anyway, so I don't know the title.
Okay.
I do know the song titles. But I don't know the name of the album.
That's okay. Even if you're in the band, I'll forgive you this one time. Just this one time.
But yeah, it's a good... We're an eight-piece, six musicians, and two dancers. Yeah. I am a dancer. That is my part in the band.
Are you serious?
I'm entirely serious.
Really?
Yeah. So we do a choreographed dance routine along with this.
And, do you bring the booty to the band?
Do I ever.
Are we
all
talking
booty.
Short shorts?
Short shorts. You know it.
Nice.
Yeah, short shorts, leg warmers sometimes, you know, the sweatbands, everything.
That's awesome.
We rock it hard.
All right, what's the song called?
Which one are you going to play? Go with the first one. Okay. Let's do it. Give you some extra time. This is called On Struggles for Change and Hope. We're, a nice positive kind of thinky band.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. With booty shaking.
With booty shaking. We cross all the lines.
We'll be right back. Vancouver is our hometown.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'm here with Kurt.
Hello.
Who did we just play?
That was Elbow Beach Surf Club with Husky Du.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell us about them. They're
a new outfit based also out of Guelph from my old alma mater. And they just released a new album, which I was hoping you actually had here, but you should get soon. It's like very surfy, noise-oriented kind of music. That song, nice. A lot quieter than when you see them live. they've really taken over a bit of that, I don't know, Stevie Nicks kind of Velvet Underground sound.
Totally.
But it's nice. It's good stuff. And you can find it on Burnt Oak Records or burntoak.ca.
And members of those band are also in the band that you're in as well.
Yeah, the drummer is there, and a part-time keyboardist is also in there. And then, they're just nice folks. And everybody in Guelph, I'm sure it's like that here too. You know, they like to mix and mingle in bands. So
totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's very incestuous.
Exactly.
Good times. Do they have dancers, or is that just like...
No dancers for them. That's us. But we always come and bring the dance. So, you know, we rep. We keep the rep
Robin,
going. Oh, yeah.
Robin
nice.
Tries to bring the dance, but fails every single time.
You said incestuous.
God, so awkward sometimes.
Oh. Before, it was all that pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes am thankful that we're a radio station, not a television station, because if people had to watch Robin dance every week, like I get to.
Cancel
radio. I don't know. I think you should make a YouTube video of it.
I don't know. Yeah. Might render people blind.
Could happen.
Blind or internet. Mentally retarded.
But see, at least the listeners don't need to see to know what's going on. Yeah. So
they turn to pillars of salt.
Oh, God. God damn. Before that, I played The Spunks off of Yellow Fever Blues. That song was called Number One. And before that, I played another song off of the You and Yours compilation. That was Tell the Divers. With their song "Watch Out for Snakes." Before that, some brand new 3 Inches of Blood. Did you want to say something about?
I was just gonna say they're another great band. That not from Guelph. I think they're from Dundas, Ontario, which is like a suburb of Hamilton, which is the armpit of Ontario. Oh, getting some rough stuff going on over here.
It's not your turn yet.
But yeah, good.
It is.
Some nice loud. Nice and loud music.
Nice. Before that was some brand new 3 Inches of Blood off of Fire Up the Blades. That song was called The Goat Rider's Horde.
That's such a ridiculous title. That's great.
I know. It's awesome. It's so over top. That's why I love them so much. And before that, I played The Smugglers off of their album At Marineland. That song was called Vancouver. I guess I'll finish now because Robin's being really annoying.
Pushy.
It's too
pushy. I know. I'm sorry. And so I'll end off with some Tim Armstrong because he has a brand new album. It's kind of ska, kind of reggae, and the backup band for Tim Armstrong is the Agrolites. And the Agrolites are coming to town. They are playing a show. I wrote it down somewhere here. August 30th at the Red Room. So that was my little segue. Demands. So I'll end off with some Tim Armstrong. We have Robin coming up next with the Inkstuds. Angry Robin.
Impatient
Robin.
Oh, it's all love.
Coming up next to the Inkstuds show. Then after that, we have Rico, Brennan, and Jules with Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every single day. All the time. I guess I'll just sign off now. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, no problem. It was a pleasure. Robin. Robin.
What can you say?
There are no words. Goddamn.
Miniskirt, her name's Suzanne, right? The one in the high-hole boot is Sharon, And Karen is the one with the blonde wig on. And with the bullet man, we're going number one in a I don't need any money not to have any fun.
Let's get moving into action. Let's get moving into action. With the last two slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction. Look at your hands and take now, this is attraction. So let's get moving into action.
We'll take that trans-based hoop on the Richmond line.
Yeah.
Leave SF at 8, East Bay by 9.
We may run out of money tonight, never out of time.
Yeah.
Harmer Street, we kick it corner, hat to line. It's anybody's guess how late we're gonna run.
We go all night, all right, to midnight, just begun.
Let's get moving into action. Let's get moving into action. With the last two slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction. Look at it.
We tried to warn them that your days were over and your ship was sunken. Respect to New York, respect to London. So we're from California and our stance has golden. Hold the sacred ground.
When the music comes playing, then you jump up, jump down.
If you hook up the speakers, man, we'll bring the sound.
And the music will be heard for miles and miles around.
We got songs of redemption, songs of war.
We got songs like this that compact the day.